people probably are doing some things at home in religious worship and that sort of thing. It's like homeschooling's up from, 4 or 5% to 13%. So they're getting a lot of politics. But I'm not Catholic, and, the Pope's kind of, he's all over the map politically sometimes. But him, his Iraq, that was a big success. And look at all the naysayers. Oh, he's going to go for Iraq. Everyone's going to get COVID, the terrorists, the this, the that. And it was a very successful trip. It was a big boom for Iraq, and it looked good for the Pope. And so there was all this negativity there. But, like a lot of people are getting too much woke politics from the Pope, even some of the more conservative religions, it's you may as well go to a political meeting.
Good point. Good point. Andy, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. Too much politics from the pulpit. I don't know. I don't know about that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Robin. Robin's a first-time caller. If you're a first-time caller, you let gentleman Jim Dallas know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a ton of love. And golly, we'll even move you up in line. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
We're trying to figure out what it is about organized religion that's turning people off.
Well, being 50-plus myself, and with the pandemic that's going on and everything, majority of the people, and I'm a Christian, I think, are tired of hearing the feel-good type sermons, and they want to hear the Bible. And a lot of these preachers from the pulpit aren't preaching from the Bible. They're preaching their good feel sermons, and then they want to tell people... pull money out of the pocket to raise money for building, add on to their churches or paying their church loans down and that type of thing. I think people are sick of it. I mean, we need to give back to what religion is really about. It's about God, family, the church, and preach what is in the Bible, not whatever you feel like you want to preach. Make people feel good. Why don't you tell them the truth?
God, I love that. I love the way you... And you know what's great? We always talk about first-time callers. And first-time callers bring a perspective that is always unique, always fresh. I just love it. Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Wow, that's amazing. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we do have a multi-car crash on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Cheyenne. Unfortunately, you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper behind that. Another crash, that's Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. A couple of vehicles there on the right shoulder, and they're partially out there in the right lane, so be careful as you merge your way through the spaghetti bowl there on that access ramp, 15 southbound at Oakey. Also, some slow flow is 515 west at Charleston, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. You'll touch the brakes as you work through there. And lots of congestion caused by lane restrictions. That's Interstate 11 northbound at Lake Mead Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball junior guard David Jenkins reportedly had a falling out with TJ Otzelberger this past year. Jenkins has gone into the transfer portal. It's not clear, with Otzelberger now being gone, whether or not that might open up the door for Jenkins to return. Tons of guys in the transfer portal. Caleb Grill is there, in addition to Devin Tillis, Eduardo Delcadio, Donovan Yap, Jalen Martinez, and Isaac Lindsay, who all look to be exiting the program. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they knock off the Kings by a 4-1 score yesterday. The two teams play again coming up tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7. Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I love first-time callers like Robin. I really honestly do. They are so refreshing. And one of the things we were talking about, and if you just jumped in your car and you're just getting in, let me fill you in. New Gallup polling just out shows that for the first time in 8 decades, the number of people who say they are affiliated with churches or synagogues or mosques is down below 50%. 47%. 47%. And in previous years, in 1999, that was at 70%. What is turning you off about organized religion? What is it that's made you stop going? And by the way, I don't begrudge people that. I mean, that's, you know, you get to spend time the way you want to spend time. But it's weird that at a time when our nation is all screwed up, we've had natural disasters, we've had pandemics, and I guess my point is, it's incredible to me that at a time when we most need organized religion, people are turning their backs on organized religion. Do you find that odd? Call me and tell me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tucker Carlson, by the way, I thought was really funny. And I don't know if you caught this. Let's go to cut one real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. Now I spent much of the day watching the Derek Chauvin murder trial. It was a little more interesting today. They had a firefighter, female firefighter, who was on the scene, who was an eyewitness. And, I mean, it was really tough to watch yesterday. I mean, it really honestly was. Anyway, but Tucker Carlson made fun last night of CNN and their amazing coverage of this event. Let's go to cut one. Well, I tell you what, then. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Tucker Carlson. making fun of CNN's George Floyd trial coverage. Listen to this.
The George Floyd trial has finally started in Minneapolis, and the other channels are covering it like a championship game, which makes sense. If your job is to make Americans hate each other, if your job is to divide the country, and that's how they see their job, the opportunity to talk about George Floyd all day is like your Super Bowl. So this morning, CNN spent hours airing footage of prosecutors questioning one of the emergency dispatchers who happened to be on duty the day that George Floyd died. It wasn't very interesting and had no inherent news value. Is that your voice on the 911 recording? The prosecutor asked at one point. Yes, the dispatcher replied. And so it went interminably on. Suddenly, at one point, it stopped. Without warning, the recording just ended. Apparently, there were technical difficulties. It wasn't a conspiracy. It was just live TV programming. But CNN's control room cut to a legal analyst who assured viewers the pause was only temporary. This isn't law and order, the analyst explained. It won't all be wrapped up in 55 minutes. This could go on a while, in other words. Stay in your seats. Don't turn away. The trial may be boring, but it's important. It's not about George Floyd, obviously. It never was. No one on CNN cared about George Floyd while he was alive. He was unemployed and on drugs, like a lot of people in this country. They paid him no attention. And no one on CNN actually cares about George Floyd now. What they care about is you and your role in the systemic racism that supposedly killed George Floyd. If the Floyd trial ends in acquittal, there could be riots. We accept that as a fact of life in this country. No civilized country should accept that, but suddenly we do. And if there are riots, innocent people may die, as they did in large numbers this summer. CNN will downplay those deaths or justify them as they did this summer, as they have so many times before, when those deaths are politically convenient. The point isn't to save people from dying. The point is to punish you and to change America. So from that perspective, it's worth it. And that's why they're replaying that video of George Floyd dying on the sidewalk, to remind you of all of that, of your culpability in his death.
Tucker Carlson's right spot on. Another guy that's got it down is State Senator Scott Hammond from Nevada District 18. He is going to be called to testify on a bill. I hope it's not in the next 2 minutes, but he joins us from Carson City. What's the bill and what are you going to talk about?
Good afternoon, Kevin. Hey, it's SB 305. It's the bill that will make sure that the folks with disabilities are not denied any kind of heart or lung or any kind of organ transplant.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going on, but we're in a committee hearing, and it took a couple other bills before us, so we've got a few minutes. I just don't know how long, but I wanted to make sure I got in and talk to you and your listeners before the day got too past.
Well, just so we make sure we get this in, I know a lot of people have been asking about the next Teletown Hall. Where are we on that? Are you still organizing? Have you found a day to do it?
So, yeah, we were supposed to do it tonight, but the vendor who normally does this, they're changing their system out. So they said that they had to wait until they got everything up and running. So we plan on doing it next Tuesday. We're going to do it at 7 o'clock. Monday, 7 o'clock on Monday. And so I was told that I needed to give you all the updates as soon as we have it all up online so that you can announce it at your leisure. And
okay.
So we'll do that. We'll make sure everybody knows how to contact us.
That'll be great. And again, folks should go to your Facebook page or where?
Yeah, Facebook, Hammond for Nevada. I think it's hammondfortnevada.com. And the Facebook page, you can go to that or Twitter. Twitter's pretty easy. It's at Hammond for Nevada.
That is easy. I mean, that's simple enough for me. I got to ask you, everybody's been asking me about SB 10, raising property taxes through the back door. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about SB 10? Have you seen any talk of the bill in committee hearings or anything like that?
I haven't. The only thing I've seen so far are the emails coming in to me from folks all over Nevada letting me know that they are opposed to it. I haven't seen any of the language. I'm not in the committee that will be hearing it. Sometimes you have to kind of wait until something gets into your sphere of influence. I always call it the Zorro effect, right? In that movie with I'm trying to remember who was in that movie. Antonio Banderas was in that movie, and he was given that lesson. You know, just wait until it becomes something that is in your sphere of influence. Until then, just kind of hold off, you know, a little bit. And so I just don't. I haven't seen the bill because I got too many other things coming to me, and reading through them. I have been told that any kind of revenue increases during this session was supposed to be. You know, the governor didn't really want to see any revenue increases, so I was kind of shocked when I heard that this was coming out. It shouldn't shock me too much, but we'll see what it says. A lot of times by the time it gets to me, when I actually have a vote on this, if I'm not in the committee, by the time it gets to me, there's going to be all kinds of amendments offered, and then I'll look at the language and see what it says by the time it gets to me.
Hey, Scott,
I know that 98% of the emails I've gotten on this, nobody wants it.
98%? It's running negative?
98% of the ones that I get, people are telling me don't vote for it. They vote no on it.
Wow. Do you get a sense in talking to some of your Democrat colleagues as to where people are on this?
Nope. No clue. No clue as to what they're... Now, I imagine they're receiving the same emails I am.
Wow. That's great to know, because SB10's got to be stopped. Got to be stopped in its tracks. What do you know about legislation that would, keep all of AB4, and I forget which bill it is, if it's 321?
I think it's the Speaker's bill, Frierson. I think it's his bill.
Okay. How far has it gotten, and is there an appetite for essentially memorializing all of this, the mail-in ballots, the ballot harvesting, stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm afraid it has a traction. I'm afraid that I don't know where we are in the process. I think it's had a hearing, but I'm not positive on that. But I do know that it does have an appetite. Democrats liked it. They thought that that it went really well. Of course, in their minds, it did go really well. It did exactly what they did, what they thought it was going to do. It performed how they thought it was going to perform. And so they want to put this in. They want to continue to put this forward in perpetuity. Now, just so people know, I've been getting a few emails. There was a bill that was proposed by Senator Stettermeyer. Actually, it was in his mind he was going to actually reverse everything that was in AB4 in the special session. It came out of drafting wrong, and it looked like it was doing the same thing, making it permanent. I did hear from a lot of voters. Well, just so you guys know, that was not the intent of that bill. A lot of bills came out of drafting really fast because there was all these deadlines, and we were told that as soon as we get them to sign our names on it and drop them so we can get them into the process. He didn't take a really, really hard look at it, or else he would have probably caught that. But it's only Frierson's bill that actually memorializes or keeps us going forward.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people asking, when are we going to get you guys and gals back into the legislative building, along with voters, along with the news media, along with, yes, lobbyists? When is that going to happen? Do you have a feel for that?
Yeah, so it's been reported that they're looking at the 6th of April as a goal. It could be a little bit later than that. Every goal so far this year has been pushed back. There hasn't been a deadline that has come that we've actually met. So I'm not sure that's going to happen. But I tell you, one of the things I did discover today, Kevin, and it was just out of happenstance. I happened to be walking on the second floor above the entrance. I looked down because we have a nice little overlook of the entrance to our building. And lo and behold, we have a metal detector put in, a conveyor belt like you were at the airport.
Ooh.
I begin to think that this wasn't just about COVID. I don't think that it was always just about COVID. I think there was other things that they were worried about, and they just didn't want to let anybody know. But now people will be coming in. They're going to have to go through scanners or metal detectors and whatnot. And it's not all set up, so I don't know exactly what's happening. But if you walk by, I took a picture. I'll send it over to the gym for you. But here we are.
Wow.
Right now, where people are not going to be able to just come in and get into the building anymore.
The magnetometers, like at the airport. That's what we need more of in this world. Hey, Scott, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. And if constituents or even folks that live outside of 18, if they want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
The best thing is Twitter at Hammond for Nevada or HammondForNevada.com. That's FOR Hammond for Nevada. If that doesn't work, you can always use the number 4. It'll get you there. Those are the two best ways. It's easy to remember for those of you driving. And then if you are at home, 702-523-9055.
Scott Hammond, always good to visit with you, my friend. You keep fighting the good fight there in Carson City.
All right, good to hear from you. Talk to you later.
Thank you. That's Scott Hammond, state senator from District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what we were talking about earlier with Andy and Ken and Robin. This whole notion of religion becoming irrelevant in our lives. And I was thinking about this at a time when I was thinking of all the bad stuff that's happened to us. I've been watching the George Floyd murder trial, the Derek Chauvin murder trial. And I've been looking, all the stuff, all the natural disasters that have befallen us, the pandemic, essentially a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And the fact is that at a time when we need God the most, a lot of people are turning away. Now I understand. I think Robin was right. Robin, God bless you. Relative to the fact that the pandemic probably has had a bigger impact than anything. I stayed away from my church for about, I don't know, 8-9 months. I was just too afraid I was going to get something. And even with social distancing and 6 feet of separation and all of that, I couldn't do it. But I'm back now. I've been back for about 5 weeks, and I feel a lot better for it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, will join us coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
This Derek Chauvin trial is fascinating, and it's going to have long-term consequences for all of our country. We're going to go live to Minneapolis for updates.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Haken II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen, the number 4, Nevada.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to ask, Megan Barth is, she's plugged in. I don't know if you ever went to the MAGA meetups, but they were fabulous. And I'm hoping we're getting close to being able to have another MAGA meetup at the Ahern or any place. A broom closet near you, that'd be fine. It wouldn't matter. But I really hope that we can start getting back to actually reaching out and touching people. I have missed so much. And now that I'm fully vaccinated... Oh, by the way, just a simple story. I did begin to feel sluggish and achy last night about 8, 9 o'clock. Didn't sleep much at all. Don't know why. Had some technical difficulties with my email. But I survived it. I love it. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, coming up next on AM 670.